Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. Just like while you were listening, God was saying to you, let me be. Let me be who I am. He's here for us. Let him do what he does best. He will take care of you. He will walk with you through this journey of grief. Well, tonight is our third night where we're going to be talking about Getting Beyond the Holiday Blues, a 6 weeks series of journeying through grief. Tonight we have a special guest, and last week I mentioned to you ways to help you to get through the Thanksgiving holiday, and I suggested for you to maybe cook something special that you always did for your loved one, just something that you normally do during the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday. So I wanted to bring someone on tonight, and she's going to share something about what she did or one family member did. So I'm going to be bringing her on in just a moment. So I was waiting to get let some more people come on the air, and so that's one reason why I let the music play just a little bit longer than normal. But I as you listen, I hope that you inhale some of the words that the song was saying. I am who I am. Let me be. Let me be. Let him do what he does best. And sometimes we want to take over and try to do things our way, and sometimes it doesn't always work out, or it doesn't make us feel any better. So let God do what he does best. Well, tonight I'm going to be listening to Carrie Gibson, and I'm going to bring her on in just a second. But the topic tonight that we're going to be talking about is the shock of the loss. Am I going crazy? And what affects your grief? And also taking care of yourself. So before we begin, I want for Carrie to share with us. Carrie has been a very long friend of mine, and her son passed recently, and I'll let her share a few things. And I know it's been hard for her because most of us want our children to bury us, not for us to bury our children. So I know it's been very difficult for her, and I'm glad that she is a part of this six-week session, Journeying Through Grief, Getting Beyond the Holiday Blues. Well, Carrie, I'm going to ask you to come on and say what you have to say regarding your experience during this past Thanksgiving holiday.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carrie Gibson, and I lost my youngest son September 8th of this year. So I am going through a lot of the firsts. His birthday was in October, so this is last month was first birthday without him, and then Thanksgiving, first Thanksgiving without him. My brother suggested that we go out to dinner this year, which is the first time we've ever done that. And I enjoyed it. It was different. And I had my son's daughter with me. She's 7 years old. And so we all got dressed and we went out and ate dinner at a restaurant. It was very nice. I did think of him often, but with my granddaughter right there next to me, who was so excited to be out with what she calls, I got to eat with this side of the family, and now I get to eat with the other side of the family. So she was very happy that she spent time with both families this Thanksgiving. So her happiness helped me a great deal to get through this. One dish that my son loved that I cooked for him while he was here with me in Birmingham was sweet potatoes, and I would always make the sweet potato souffle for Thanksgiving. So I made him sweet potatoes when he was here without all the toppings and stuff, of course. But he said, oh, those were the best sweet potatoes, because he hadn't had them in so long. So I'm grateful that I was able to make those for him, you know, before he passed. So while it was different, this past Thanksgiving, I'm grateful. I'm still grateful, and I'm still thankful. I mean, I do have his daughter, so I have my moments, and one of the moments is, am I going crazy? Because sometimes I think, okay, well, he's not really gone. He's just over in Georgia, and I'll see him, you know, when I go home. But then, you know, the reality hits. So I appreciate y'all listening to me and allowing me to share, Mary. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. And, Carrie, thank you so much for sharing, because I really wanted someone to express, you know, what they how they spent their Thanksgiving holiday, because it's, each person experiences it differently and goes through it differently. So I wanted to let you share with others, you know, what you experienced. And I will have some more testimonies that will be on the air throughout the next few weeks. And thank you so much, Carrie. And like I said, I will definitely keep you in prayer. And just knowing that God is with you, just like on the song, it says, I am. let me be. And he wants to be there for you, and he's going to be there for you. So he's going to walk with you and just feel his presence. But I'm going to continue to move on into our lesson. So, just one second here. Seems like we might have another caller that want to talk. Just one second, please. Hello? Did you want to say something tonight? Okay, I thought I saw. Hold one second. If you wanted to say something, you can. Okay, let me go. I'm going to. Okay. We're going to begin. The shock of the loss. One of the first reactions people have after a loved one dies is shock. What happens is so terrible, so painful that their mind and emotions are overwhelmed. One woman said, "I went completely numb. I couldn't think or feel anything. My mind was blur and everything went into slow motion and I was functioning on autopilot." Well, my sister Florence, when she lost her husband 7 years ago, she said she felt like a zombie. When I came back, and then how I felt, when I came back to the house from the hospital, my nerves attacked my body. I started stinging all over my body from top to bottom. And I had one of the ladies from the church and a close girlfriend, they were here with me. And they had me to strip and started putting alcohol over, rubbing my body down, because my nerve just had attacked my body. And it was uncontrollable. But in time, that feeling went away. But everybody experienced that first moment, that shock, in so many different ways. Shock can even be a blessing, because it cushions us against the blow by blocking some of our emotions, emotional pain, until we are more ready to handle the full impact of our loss. This is why some seem so calm at the wake or funeral. I was very calm at the funeral. I was calm. I took my kids up to the casket to say goodbye to their father. I was very calm, but I did fall apart at the wake. So it's different things. I guess I got all my crying at the wake, and then at the funeral I was able to keep my composure. But don't let shock scare you. If your mind is blur, if you feel numb and seem like you're having a dream or expecting your loved one to call you or walk through the door, you're probably experiencing shock, and this is normal. Some of us will probably say that they felt dazed, confused, bewildered, panicky, disoriented, paralyzed, and preoccupied. These are words people have used to describe their shock. Based on your own experience, you could probably add a few more words to the list. So, and also, someone said, when we lose someone we have lost deeply, we are left with a grief that can paralyze us emotionally. When they die, a part of us die too. And that is so true. That's the way most of us feel, that a part of us dies also. So that is pretty much in a short form about shock. Yes, the next topic is, am I going crazy? These are some of the symptoms you feel. They have mood changes at the drop of a hat, incredible emptiness, overwhelmed by feelings of anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, difficult sleeping, crying constantly, I can't shed a single tear and hear their loved one's voice. Am I going crazy? No, you are not going crazy. It's normal in grief. If you ever feel like you're going crazy, one of the best things you can do is to find others who are grieving or know how you feel or what you're experiencing, because you will find someone else feeling just like you do. Two crazy people together, you'll probably start laughing at each other or with each other because how you're experiencing grief. Some people feel, say, I know that you are strong, and this is something that hurts a lot of us when someone said, I know you are strong. Little did they know what you are going through inside. God never intended us to suffer alone. He created us to care for and support each other. Be strong in the true sense of the word by letting yourself grieve. But getting back to the statement, I know that you are strong. Many people say that, I guess, to make you feel better, that you are a strong person. You've always handled things pretty good in the past, but this is different. And they just don't know how you're feeling inside. So you don't want them to say you are strong, because right now you're feeling very weak, overwhelmed with pain. So this is something that people don't know is hurtful because you don't want to hear it. You pretty much want to hold up your hand for someone to say, you probably say, help me, instead of saying, you know, you are strong. But they're trying to help and be thoughtful, and some people don't know what to say. One comment on the worst kind of grief is your own grief. The worst pain you'll ever experience is your own pain. No one else will grieve exactly like you and your time frame. The next topic is, what affects your grief? Relationship to the one who dies. A man once said, and had suffered multiple losses during a short period of time. When you lose a parent, you lose your past. When you lose a spouse, you lose your present. When you lose a child, you lose your future. One relationship to our loved one, one influence how we grieve. A loss of a parent can raise a host of issues. Deep inside, we often assume our parents will always be there. If one of the parents is still alive, we may be so concerned about him or her that we forget to grieve ourselves. Loss of a spouse can affect our lives in a great many ways. A grieving wife said, half of me had died. I was incomplete. I no longer knew who I was. I was physically, emotionally, and financially may be threatened. My self-identity may be dramatically changed. We are forced into new roles. So many other scenarios. Loss of a child. Seem in counter to the laws of nature. I thought I would never have to bury my child. Why wasn't it me, not my child? Feeling of guilt. Loss of a sibling can be a loss of a best friend, our childhood, and an important identity. Other losses, loss of a friend, grandchild, grandparents, co-worker, can be equally significant but often ignored by others. Sudden death. It does matter how your loved one died. When a person's death is unexpected, the initial shock and disbelief is often greater and last longer, and anticipated death. Many people mistakenly think that when death is expected, how somehow makes it easy to grieve. And anticipated death can also raise many other issues. Cause of death. How your loved one died can influence what you are facing and how you are feeling. An accidental death can cause tremendous emotion shock that lingers quite some time. A sudden death from natural causes can produce shock and also guilt or blame for not having recognized the symptoms earlier. A death from a chronic or long-term illness can bring a sense of relief that the suffering is over, the guilt for feeling relieved. A suicide leaves someone wondering why and can also raise strong feelings of anger or guilt. A murder leaves loved ones feeling powerless and vulnerable. The closer we are emotionally is to the deceased, the greater our grief, the price we pay for one that we love. Well, in Isaiah 41:10, God is letting us know, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Yes, God is telling us that he will be with us, for us not to fear. So, and he will strengthen us one day at a time. So don't lose hope. He will give you strength. Grief is a time when people need to spend extra time and energy taking care of themselves. This is taking care of yourself. This is important. Grief is a time when people need to spend extra time and energy taking care of themselves. Put their own needs first. Grief takes time, and grief is work in progress. Grief doesn't just affect people emotionally. It also affects them physically. It is important to eat, get adequate sleep, exercise regularly. I know it's hard to say, because most of our nights are sleepless, and sometimes we lose our appetite. But just knowing that to become stronger, you need to eat, try to get more rest, and if possible, get some exercise. The last thing I want to discuss is just having faith in God through this journey of grief. He will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will do all those things that he said. Sometimes we feel that his presence, we don't feel his presence, and that has a lot to do with us having those moments of despair, having those moments of emotion, because we can't feel that God is there walking with us. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. I know most of us are Christian and we believe in God, but sometimes we lose faith during that time as we go through this time of grief. But just knowing that the shock will go away soon. Let me just tell you a quick story, what happened when I... that first week preparing for the funeral, I was in shock. I sort of put everything in a pocket. I knew I had to plan this funeral. I didn't believe that my husband had passed. I sort of took it out of my mind and just focused on getting everything ready for the funeral and getting through that week. And so pretty much that was shock for me, but I was a state of being that he wasn't dead. I just was going through the motion and doing what I supposed to do as far as the funeral. But after it was over, it all came back to me that this was real, that he was not coming back. I was in that house with me and the two little babies by myself. Yes, I had friends and family who continued to check on me, and like I said, I had a village. I had a strong and loving village, people coming from everywhere, calling me, checking on me. I was very blessed with neighbors, church members or whatever to get me through all of this. But that second week, I realized that this was real, that Al was gone. And we were there, just me and the children, and I had to get through this. I had to take care of those kids. And that's something else I did too. I blocked everything, and I said, I got to raise these children, so I got to do what I got to do. So pretty much my kids was my blessing to get me through this time in my life. So I took one day at a time and kept praying. I stayed on my knees. I tell people now, I pray for people and everybody. I have this little black little spot on my knees where I spend a lot of time praying. And I talk to God all the time in this house. Sometimes I think that people heard me, they would think I'm crazy. But like I said, I'm okay, just that. You know, I spent a lot of time praying, and I did that through the time that I was going through that journey of grief. But just keep on, stay on your knees, or you don't have to always be on your knees. You can be wherever you are, sitting down or in your bed or whatever, just knowing that God is with you. He will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you, and that's what he promises. So he's going to get you through this time in your life. So the shock is only temporary. And all those different things that I mentioned about the effects of grief, yes, we go through those things, but in time, each day will get better by and by. That song, just a minute, that song will, that you will get through it better by and by. So that is all I have tonight regarding the journeying through grief, the shock, the effects of your loss, and am I going crazy? And I'm sure many of you have felt that way, but you're not crazy. It's normal. So that is all that I have for tonight, and I thank Carrie so much for coming on at the beginning of the show and expressing and telling us about how what they did differently this year by going out. And she talked about how her son's daughter enjoyed Thanksgiving. She was happy about being together with both family members. So I'm going to have some more testimonies to come on, but you're going to have to tune in early. Tune in at 10 o'clock. So some of you did miss Carrie's testimonies, but just tune in next week, and I'm not sure I'm going to have a speaker next week. Some other speaker before the throughout December. So be blessed and have a great week, and just knowing that God said he will never leave you or forsake you, and he will do just that. And tune in again next week. Invite other people to tune in with you. To hear the rest of the session, Getting Beyond the Holiday Blues. Good night, and listen to the song, I Am.
I am the creator. maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. Oh. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word,
let me fix it.